We sat quietly in the car as I drove across town, the road-grimed headlights piercing the twilight ahead of us. I didn't even think to turn on the radio. It was only 4 o'clock, but it felt much later. I had a sense of being displaced. Even the familiar route looked strange and suddenly unfamiliar in the indigo light of the late afternoon. For a moment, I felt as though I'd lost my way, before the eerie feeling faded and I was back on track. The effect of the early darkness and the warmth of the car after the sharp and biting wind outside silenced us, and we kept our thoughts to ourselves as I steered over slushy streets. The sky, pregnant and heavy with the wet snow that would fall later in the evening, hung over us as dull and gray as lead. December, especially in this northwestern corner of the country, is the darkest time of the year. The sun can hide for days, giving at best only a weak and watery light, rising late and setting early. Little surprise, then, that decorations go up early and stay up long after the holiday. We are starved for the light. Still thinking about this, I'm struck by the feeling of comfort that washes over me as I turn into my own driveway. Light shines warmly through the front windows, and I know that once I'm inside, I will be surrounded by the familiar smells and sounds of home. Dinner in the oven, music, the sound of boots being kicked off and footsteps on the stairs, the bother of the cat and dogs under my feet, hoping for treats in the shopping bags I'm carrying. No wonder so many aspects of the holiday season are centered around images of home. Candles in the windows, lights on the tree, the welcome mat, a wreath on the door, a fire in the fireplace, a glass of cheer once you're in the door, a shared meal, an embrace. Winter isolates us, changes even the most familiar landscape, blanketing us with snow and silence and darkness. No wonder we sing and celebrate and gather. No wonder we act on an ancient impulse to dress up and dance and make noise to keep the wolves of winter at bay. We may have evolved, but somewhere deep inside each of us beats the heart of a cave dweller who wants nothing more than safe shelter and the comforting light of the fire. We are all still lost in the dark until we're home.